74 WDGY, Hudson, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the WDGY Classic Weekly Countdown, presented by the WDGY Historical Archives.
And greetings to each and every one of you out there. My name is Larry Ravenswood, and you are about to hear a classic weekly countdown fresh from the archives of the legendary WDGY in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Now, we've dug deep into the vintage Ouija radio vault, and we're pulling out a gem from yesteryear. In this case, a classic top 10 survey list from a particular week taken from the WDGY 30-star survey, based in part on reports of actual record sales and airplay in the WDGY listening area at that particular time. Now, this week we are presenting the top 10 songs the first week of September 1970. We'll talk about the artists, we'll talk about the songs, as well as some historical facts and references along the way.
And now let's begin our countdown.
Now, if you really do the math here, there can be no doubt of this next group's success and longevity. They began in the Windy City in the late 60s, and they're still going strong in the 21st century. Now, over the years, the group Chicago has had 36 top 40 singles, mostly from the early 70s to the early 90s, and nearly 24 top 10 hits. I say that makes them, at least in chart sales and airplay combined, one of the most successful American bands ever. One of the key ingredients to their early success was the combo of two great singer-songwriters, Robert Lamb and Peter Cetera. And when you throw in producer James William Guercio and the group's distinct horn sound, well, that makes for quite a lethal combination. Here's an example of that lethal combination, the song that ranked number 10 this week in 1970, 25 or 64 by Chicago.
Hi, everyone. This is Danny Serafin, founding drummer of the band Chicago. Remember this one?
Waiting for the break.
That's 25 or 64 by the incomparable Chicago, number 10 on our WDGY survey of the first week of September 1970. Here now is a man who's one of the biggest music stars of the past 50 years. His first big record came way back in 1963. It was called Fingertips Part 2. He roared right on through the rest of the 60s with huge hits like Uptight, I Was Made to Love Her, and My Cherie Amour. And this song we're about to play for you right now was his 18th national top 40 release, which happened to be number 9 in WDGY's top hit survey this week in 1970. Signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours, the wonder of Motown, Stevie Wonder. That was Stevie Wonder's biggest selling record of 1970. The song that ranked number 9 on WDGY's survey on this date 40 years ago, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm Yours. Coming up next is a group who really exemplified the 70s easy listening sound.
This is number 8.
As the 1960s came to an end and the 1970s began, many ideas, politically, artistically, and even scientifically, were all coming to a head in a strange, peculiar sort of way. We were in a war in Southeast Asia. We were right smack dab in the middle of the Apollo lunar program, and many a conflict were an everyday occurrence in our streets, demonstrations, and otherwise. Now, much of pop music of that time reflected these so-called attitudes.